This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So right now, we are not smart enough technologically to make things happen, so we made Joey Gallo sprint over from the clubhouse. Joey, are you winded, and how are you doing right now?
I'm good. I was mid-workout, too, so I might be a little winded. Sorry if I'm breathing into the mic, but yeah, it's spring training. Everybody's getting the kinks out.
So. Hey, we have a female population listening that might enjoy it if you breathe heavily into the mic. So let's not rule anything out.
I don't know how that interview will go.
All right, so this is kind of a change for us. Usually they send us at the end of spring training when y'all will tolerate our level of nonsense better. Do you think we will irritate people with our nonsense questions earlier in spring training when y'all are still working hard?
No, I think it'll be better for you guys.
Yeah,
earlier. Yeah, because later is when stuff gets more serious.
Okay,
you know, right now everyone's just, you know, okay, games don't really count, you know, if you don't play well, it's okay, you know, I got time. But at the end of spring, if you're not playing well, and you know, you start getting a little, all right, I gotta do all these interviews now, I gotta get my early work, and you know, so in the beginning it's probably better to come, honestly.
I heard an interview with Freddie Freeman on MLB Network, and he said that he needs approximately 40 ABs in spring training to be ready for the season. Mm-hmm. Do you have a number of at-bats or a number of pitches you want to see when you feel like, okay, I'm ready for the season to start, I'm good to go timing-wise?
Yeah, I would say 40 is a pretty good number. I missed the last half of the season last year, so I might need, you know, a little more. And you know, that's easy in spring training because you can go to the backfield, you can get live BPs, you can get, you know, step into a minor league game. But yeah, so for me, like my first 10 at bats so far was like, it's going pretty quick. Like it's little. I'm like, wow, I gotta get my swing back on track. But I'm starting to feel better now, like playing every day. And so I think 40 for a normal guy that doesn't miss any time or whatnot, it's a pretty good estimate.
From a mental aspect, how long do you think it'll take you to get back into the flow? Is there any part of hesitation where you're like, uh-oh, this is what I felt last time when, you know, you got hurt? Like, how long does it take you to just let go of that feeling altogether?
Yeah, no, I mean, I let go of it because
my
injury was a hand injury. It was the, you know, hammock bone that I broke. So I can't re-break it. You know, I can't even re-injure it. It's not even in there anymore. They took it out. So I have no problems. I'm swinging, you know, 100% fully fine. It's just about getting the swing back to where it was, you know, and having to be clean again and having to be quick through the zone and stuff like that, and the timing and, you know, trying to hit 100-mile-an-hour fastballs. So the injuries is, you know, completely gone for me.
Any future injury, will you just demand that they take that body part away so you can run into the same scenario?
I think that would help, honestly.
Okay, that's good.
They're like, you know,
hopefully it's not a groin injury.
Yeah, well, yeah, hopefully not that.
Just replace it with a horse leg.
because the thing, when I got hurt here, they're like, hey, you know, good news and bad news is you can't re-injure this thing, but we're gonna have to go in and take it out. So I was like, okay, so I'm gonna have surgery, but I can't hurt it again. All right.
Did you question the legitimacy of that doctor for just a second?
Well, I mean, the hammock bone is pretty common injury in baseball, so when I felt it, I knew it was the hammock bone. I just had a feeling.
Do you ever have like special goals of things that you want to hit? Because something just popped into our eye, and I've never noticed the cactus out in center field. So what I want you to do this spring is I want you to try and hit the cactus out in the batter's eye out there.
You know what's funny is one of my friends came to the game, and they kept asking me if that's a real cactus, and I thought it was real, and I guess they went up to it and said it's not a real cactus.
It's not real? It's too perfect.
Right? Because they went up to it, and I guess they went, you know, right where the fencing is, as far as you can go, and they said it didn't look real. So I thought it was real this whole time.
After the game today, should we all go out there and check it out?
I might have to go check it out because I was 100% set that was a real cactus, but they fooled us all, I guess.
Okay, so yesterday on our flight, Joey, I didn't know this about my kind of new teammates here. Corey is very scared of flying. It might be his biggest fear. Ooh. So he has to kind of drink a little bit to relax.
Yeah.
What's your biggest fear?
Biggest fear? Oh, man, that's tough. I guess, you know, flying, that's a first of all, flying, that's a tough fear to have, because especially in our industry, you're flying
God.
Every day. Yeah, that'd be – there's some guys on our team that don't like flying either, and it's tough for them. But my biggest fear – you know, I hate bugs. I wouldn't say that's a huge, my biggest, but bugs is terrible. And right now, I'm in spring training. So my room, I'm living with Nomar and Delino, and my room is outside. So it's kind of like a casita, and it's right next to the pool. And there's like a farm behind our backyard. And it's, you know, obviously a lot of, you know, horse, you know, poop out there. So there's bugs flying everywhere. So I have all these traps on my door, so all these bugs can't get in, and mosquitoes are like keep flying into my room, and I hate that, man. I'm not a real bug guy, so I set up a huge fort trying to kill all these bugs and stuff, and it's been a grind this spring where I'm living.
You feel like it's a big accomplishment when you have a lot of bugs in there? Like you've caught?
Oh yeah. Yeah. I have all these like contraptions on.
You ever talk trash to the bugs that you've caught?
No, yeah, I do. Yeah. Dude, we have like this there's like a tennis racket that will zap the bugs. You know, like you hit it and it will like electrocute them. And dude, we're just out there just swinging on these bugs nonstop. I'm missing mostly, you know, typical me. But when I connect,
it flies way out
I'm
there.
I'm like 1 out of 10. I connect, man. That bug is in trouble.
Do you ever see a media member walk by and he's like, oh, look at that swing?
People are tweeting out. Oh my God. Are you kidding me? Gallo.
My co-host is like deathly afraid of, Kevin is afraid of wasps, bees,
yes.
and stuff
yeah.
like that. And 1 year, there was an infestation up here during the middle of a game.
Ooh.
So y'all were down there playing, and like he was like shutting the windows and shut. He was like, "You think they can come through the crack of the door?" And I was like, "Yes, yes, they can."
Well, those are. I hate bees too, man. That's scary. I got stung by one in Dominican on the neck, man. That was a.
Oh my God!
Fun. So when we're out here, actually, that happens a lot. Like, you know, a whole like bee swarm,
yes.
swarm will come. And last spring, we were out here doing a backfield game, minor league game, and they started screaming, "Everybody on the ground!" We thought it was like something like serious was going on, and everybody's laying on the ground. The fans that we're like under the bench in the dugout, and they're like bees, just like a whole swarm, like pack of bees, just start flying around the field, and like there's whole protocol. Like you just get on the ground, and like we're just laying in like spit. And
that's my nightmare.
Nasty.
That is my nightmare. So because you know everyone wants the windows open because you want the ambiance of the game rolling, and I was like, nope, we're shutting the windows. And then I saw next door bees started going. In the door, and I was like, we're shutting the doors and we're getting at where, like, I'm not having any of this.
Yeah,
so.
No, that's prepared. I would do the same thing.
Thank
I don't blame you on
I
that.
I appreciate that.
So I've heard, because you guys are now playing on a turf field, Globe Life Field, are you guys busing at times over to the Diamondback Stadium to do stuff there, or are you guys doing that later in spring?
I guess later, because we haven't done it yet.
Okay.
We played there last year, so we kind of got a feel for it, but I think they were saying that we'd do that at more to the end of spring training, but we haven't yet. So,
was there anything when you played the Diamondbacks that you noticed about it?
Well, you know, I didn't get a hit those two games, so I don't know if it was the turf's fault or what. But it was like, you know, when we played there, it didn't feel too bad. You know, it's definitely a different type of turf than usual. I think they said ours was going to be a little harder because I felt like theirs was still a little you know, squishy a little bit. When you would step, it's kind of that sponge where you're sinking. So I'm hoping that ours is set in place earlier because they had just put theirs in, so it needs time to set. So I like it to be a little bit harder so I can, you know, run. I don't like kind of like sinking into the ground when I'm trying to run. But yeah, it wasn't too bad, man. It looks really nice, at least.
You got that chance to swing in there a little bit and, you know, knock some out of the park and everything. Do you have any feel on how it's going to play, like how the field's going to play for you especially? I mean, from that day, there was nothing
that
out
there. That smile means yes.
We were trying to get a feel for it. It seemed like it was pretty good, pretty neutral. Hopefully it's hitter-friendly. Obviously, that's what we want. I was begging the owners to make it hitter-friendly.
Left-handed hitter-friendly?
I was like, just make it Yankee Stadium, man. Same dimensions. Let's just, you know, why not? But, yeah, no, it seemed fine. I mean, it was a little colder that day. You know, it was in December, so it's hard to get a feel for it, and the fences weren't up yet. So it was actually a little deeper than it would be when the fences come in. But I hope it's a launch pad, man.
Do you feel like last year you made the All-Star team, and I know pretty much right around there is when your season kind of ended, but do you feel like making the All-Star team, now being an established guy on the Texas Rangers over your time, obviously Adrian Beltre has retired, Hunter Pence, who was just a great guy here in spring training, had a great season. Do you feel like there's any type of responsibility on you to be kind of more of a leader in the clubhouse or just go by example?
Yeah, I think there's definitely more responsibility. Obviously, when you start having, you know, seasons in the big leagues and you're having success, guys will start, you know, to look up to you. And that's what I always wanted. And for me, I just want to be able to take care of the younger guys when they come in and treat them like family and have them just be a part of the team and want to contribute for the Rangers. So I'm not much of like a vocal leader in terms of like getting on people. I try to lead by example, playing the game hard, doing the right things, and having fun and letting people be themselves. So that's the kind of leadership I have. I think, you know, there's guys who are more vocal. Obviously, Elvis is, you know, he don't shut up, you know. So, but that's awesome. That's what we love, Elvis. Yeah. It's just, you know, just being yourself. And so, I'm excited. I'm excited that guys are starting to look up to me a little bit. That's what you always want.
I know, obviously, there's so much talk about opening day, but how amped up are you since we were just talking about the new park for the home opener as opposed to just opening day? Because I feel like around here, the countdown's not necessarily just to, opening day. Everyone's looking ahead five more days, and they're like, opening ballpark day.
Yeah.
How much is the excitement for that?
Yeah, I'm very excited. I know that's going to be a crazy day, man. You get nervous every game, but those opening days are a different type of nervous, man. It's crazy, and I know that opening that new ballpark for the Rangers is going to be I'll be probably a little bit more nervous than usual because it's such a like exciting. You're opening up in a whole new, you know, era of baseball for the Texas Rangers. And there's all this talk who's gonna hit the first home run. I'm like, oh man, I hope it's me. But you know,
so if there's a leadoff home run, are you gonna be like, come on?
I'm coming out of the game. My hand hurts again, I'm out. But no, I actually predicted Ruggie. I think Ruggie's gonna hit the first home run there. I'm going wild card there. He always lives for those type of moments.
What did we take you out of your workout? What do you got to get back to now?
I was just doing leg workout. I played the last two games, so I wasn't working out those days. So,
if you want to get out of it, do you want to just hang out here and just do a few extra
seconds? That works. I'm good with that.
We've already been told no because Joey is a nice guy and would say yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean,
we got like stretch in 20 minutes. I'd rather not do that anyway. So I'll just hang out and talk.
Awesome. I know the stadium is what 97.3% complete.
I don't know if you can talk to somebody about that. Like, you go from 90% complete. That's awesome. That's a cool milestone. Uh-huh. Then I would listen to 95, maybe, and 100. But seriously, we're doing like 91%, 92%. It's freaking beating me down, man. Can we stop this?
I was thinking the same thing. I'd see it on Twitter. Like, we're like 95.3%. I'm like, what the?
Yes, what are we doing?
But the pictures they posted on Twitter, it's more done than that. Those are late. I saw some recent pictures and it was way more done than what they're posting on Twitter and stuff. Just, you know, inside info there.
So those little percentages aren't even legitimate?
I don't know. Maybe they're just trying to, you know, fool people and be like, oh, we just got it done in the nick of time. But it looks pretty done from the pictures I saw. So that's exciting, man. It looks amazing, man. I saw it with the scoreboards lit up, a couple pictures with the scoreboards on. I mean, it's unbelievable, man. I stared at the picture for like 10 minutes, like, geez, that's such a beautiful stadium. So it's going to be exciting for sure.
We appreciate your time, man. We're looking forward to this season for you. Really excited for you this year, man.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks for hopping on with us.
That's Joey Gallo with the Texas Rangers.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in. When you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.